All right, Justin Bogle, Seattle. Hey, you got a start. Ran up there. We saw your start in the heat was good, too. So, yeah, starts are back, kind of.
Starts are coming back around. The last, you know, 2-3 weeks, they've been quite a bit better. And I'm at least in the front pack now, at least giving myself a fighting chance, you know? And, I mean, I know a lot of guys are out, but I'm feeling a little bit better every week, you know? And, hey, man, unfortunately, I've been on that side of this coin too many times to count in my career. So the fact that I'm still there at the races every week and we're able to improve and get better is big for me. So I'm happy, man. I got everyone on the team has really been rallying together, and we've been doing a lot of work, and it's been really, really awesome. They spent some time in Florida with me, and I know I still got it in there. It's just it takes some time to find it again sometimes, you know. So better night, though. My heat race was good. Main event start was better, and then I had first half of the race was good. I was creeping up on the couple guys in front of me, and then a couple mistakes and kind of got tight. But
I missed where Hartrath got you. I didn't see what happened there. I was kind of waiting for the oh, Hartrath didn't get you? Okay.
Oldenburg.
Oh, okay, and, yeah. And, Mitch, and then he goes down.
Credit where it's due. Mitch was riding really good today, dude. Yep. Just, he was ripping. So he got around me. And then, hey, tortoise in the hair, bro. I just slow and steady. And he was down, and I was like, hope you're good, but I'll take it. So, yeah, man, I was solid until I stopped skimming the whoops. I was pretty good in the whoops today. And then I got tight, and I started, dude, I was doing the – I forget who it was last week in the 250 LCQ that we were like, holy shit, what's he doing?
That was you?
It was me. I was seat bounce threeing into him. Like, what
No, no. Some guys were going two. Troll's going 2-3-3. Yeah. So
it was mental. But yeah.
You were going three in. You were still one of the better guys.
I wasn't exactly proud of myself, but got through the night, man. Another single digit. Like I said, doesn't matter to me who's there, who's not.
Well, I was going to ask you about. Playing. So when I talk to you guys and everything else, we know the field is depleted. But to me, like, hey, man, that's part of the skill of Supercross, and you've been out with injuries. So, yes, the field is depleted, but you still got to take advantage when the field is depleted, and you're doing that tonight, right? So I feel like that's a massive positive step, you know, because you're doing it even though the field is gone.
It's huge. And honestly, just for confidence, like, the last couple of years for me, just in my career in general, have just been pretty bad. So just struggled with a lot of stuff. And then, honestly, with this year, just 22 from the start to now, like, I could write a damn book, dude. It's been a wild year for me. So the fact that I'm still at the, like I said, I'm still at the races. I still have a team that's really behind me that wants to get better, and we're all trying to improve as a team together. You know, that's a beautiful thing. That was a big thing for me even coming here, was try to grow this thing together, and that's honestly makes it a lot more enjoyable too, you know, trying to get better together. And you don't ever feel like you're kind of on an island by yourself. So that thing about the field being depleted, I have been there too many times to count, man. I've been on the other side watching at home, depressed on the couch, you know. So that is a skill, man, because there's been times this year where I've held back a little bit because I wasn't fully ready. And maybe in the past, younger me would have still let my pride and ego maybe get in the way and try a little harder than I should. And that's when you end up hurt. So that's the toughest skill in this game to master, but it is one of the skills that's the most important. So,
cool, man. Nice work. I'm going to talk to Hartrath, see if he's in a better mood. So, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.